All right, I'll do that.
Then what?
Yeah, then what happens at 4,000 Hertz?
Super Saiyan?
No, I just want to know.
Do we travel back in time to 1985?
No, but I want to know if any of our male voices hit 4,000 Hertz.
Is that high or low?
That's higher.
Oh.
It's mid.
I can tell you, there's probably
the average.
Hit 4,000 Hertz. I saw paranormal activity
like
in the theaters.
3,000, I guess.
All right, we're recording.
No, we can all hear it till 24,000 hertz as a child, and then it slowly digresses, and most people can hear it to like 16,000 hertz. I'm at 16,000 hertz
right now.
Yeah, if you do a frequency test, hopefully it's good speakers. I don't know the frequency response of all speakers. Most are out to 20,000, which is higher than any human can hear, but I'm setting, I can hear out to 16,000 hertz as far as I know.
That was Sound Talk with Ryan.
Yes, yes, y'all. It don't stop. Aaron Michael, rock on. Welcome back to the couch, everyone. How have you been? It's been far too long. I got a new couch. I got a brand spanking new couch for you, ready for you to place your butt on. Thank you for checking this out. Good click, good download. Way to HTTP the shit out of that link. My name is Aaron. This is Couch Crashers. This is my podcast. I know it's been a long time, you guys. It's been a very long time. And welcome to season two of Couch Crashers. Not actually season two, just what happens when you need to take a bit of a hiatus due to lack of funds and time and energy, to be quite honest with you. Couldn't have come at a worse time for me because I have a new song out, you guys. It's called American Werewolf. It is currently burning up the charts in Latvia. I believe it's number 47 on the Hot 100 in Latvia. Huge audience out there. Big fans of mine. Shout out to everybody in Latvia. Yeah, it's called American Werewolf. I put it out, I guess, mid-October. And I've been working on more music ever since. But unfortunately, due to that, due to my inability to multitask, I have let Couch Crashers fall by the wayside. And for that, I am deeply sorry. I know that so many of you have been waiting with bated breath. Yeah, you've been waiting with bated breaths for the new episode of Couch Crashers. So I need you guys to click, to download, to share, to rate, review, subscribe. This episode, I got my buddies on, some members of the Fellowship of the Wondrous. This is a very funny episode, and this is, to me, the epitome of what the Couch Crashers podcast should be. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and I'll see you guys a little later on.
Does everybody want to, like, introduce themselves to the show? We've got some new additions. Some never-before Couch Crashers. Mr. Hertz, would you like to talk into that black thing?
Yeah, my name's Ryan, and I do, I'm very interested in sound frequencies,
mm-hmm.
So I need to know more.
Why are you so interested in sound frequencies?
Because I sell hearing aids, and that's has to deal a lot with sound and frequencies and volume.
Do you want a code name? People on the podcast usually have code names.
Mr. Hertz.
I like it.
That's kind of tight.
That's actually
good. How about you, sir? Would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners of the show?
Yes. Is this thing on?
Yes, it is.
My name's Nate. I don't have anything half as interesting as the Hertz, but I'm real, real excited about this podcast.
What's your...
I've never done a podcast before, and I'm kind of excited about it.
First podcast.
So, what do you want your code name to be?
It's nasty, Nate.
No.
Was there anything else?
How about Newsy Nate with the hat that he's got on?
Newsy.
Remember Newsies?
Oh,
remember that musical?
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
That's a Tony Romo hat.
Yeah.
Disregard anything this guy says from now on. He is discredited.
It's Tony Romo hat.
We'll call you.
I call it a Crona.
We'll think of a code name.
Yeah, come back to me. I'll be the last one.
There you go. Mitch, you've often been mentioned on this podcast before.
What's up?
Now you're finally here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, are you? This is your house, so you should be here.
Yeah, I know.
So happy to be here.
So happy.
Mitch was kind enough to invite us on Thanksgiving Eve to his place to play poker and
Thanksgiving
watch.
Eve poker, that's what we do.
It's going to be a new tradition.
Mid-hand.
Mm-hmm. Mid-hand. Yeah. We're currently playing.
Are you guys ready for the Christmas Eve cocaine fest?
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be a white Christmas.
In Houston.
That goes without saying.
That was clever. And I guess we don't need to give you a code name since you already have a code name. Since Mitch is not your real name.
No, it's not.
But,
and because I made that last comment about cocaine fest, I'm not going to mention my name.
I'm not going to mention your name.
Yeah,
or,
I'm just going to go by Mitch.
Or your place of employment.
Bustamante.
Yeah.
My name's Nate.
Social Security number.
So. All right. And last up, Mr. D-Town himself.
My name is Taylor.
Talk closer. But, you got to get real close to it.
Most people call me Goody.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's you.
PJ
Scooby. So we're going to call you.
What's your short question quip?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I don't have a quip.
What?
Wait, I can ask you this. How much money do you have in your pot right now?
In my pot?
Yeah.
You
got it. I got like $12.50, baby.
You were
$12.50.
You were chip lead up until I lost to Nate.
Yeah. I was chip lead. This is kind of how it goes. Every time I play poker, I kind of bully everyone around at the very beginning. And then I get really wasted. And I kind of like stare at the wall for about an hour. And then I lose all my money. And then I kind of go home and get some Taco Bell. And that's it.
So you heard it, guys. That's the strategy. Just wait for him to drink a little bit more.
Nope.
And then you can kind of move him around.
Everyone has their strategy. My strategy ends with Taco Bell. And that's
I wanted to talk about because it is Thanksgiving Eve. And I wanted to talk about funny family or Thanksgiving stories. Because this is the season 2 premiere of Couch Crashers. Did you guys know that?
Season 2?
I took a break.
Has it been 2 seasons
it's
already?
It's 2 seasons. Oh, it's
what?
Not. It's not actually 2 seasons.
What
I just took a
premiere?
I took an extended break because I was lazy and broke.
Chill out, man.
So
it's
I'm calling
2.
That the first season. So now I took a season off. Now this is the season premiere, you guys. Be excited.
Season
give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.
Season, yeah.
Season 2.
Season 2, guys.
Right.
Keep it going.
They renewed us. So, Taylor, you said you had a really funny Thanksgiving story. I really want to get into it.
You just said my real name, first of all.
You introduced yourself as...
I did.
You gave yourself your full name.
Okay.
And your phone number.
T-Goody.
Wait. It's not even a big deal. I'll just go ahead and say it.
Yeah, just go ahead and say it. Well, I can edit it out if you don't want your family to know.
Solid here.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So, my stepmother, she has a sister who was in a bad car wreck when she was really young. So she's kind of slow. This is... I'm going to be cracking up throughout this whole thing, but I don't want to say anything bad.
Not because
she's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart. Okay? So
we're not going to laugh.
It's Thanksgiving. I'm 17 years old, high school, and hanging around, eating some, Thanksgiving dinner, and I rip one of those tiny farts, one of those little bitty boop. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those, it's just a little bubble, and you just kind of step over it, and bloop, and it's one of those tiny ones.
It smelled?
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
Smelt it.
It's, one of the most, ridiculous, like a dead corpse
bomb.
Fart.
Oh my God.
And it's just okay.
I don't even know.
I kind of ruined the story, because, first of all, I talked about my stepmom's.
Special.
So I should
special
set the stage. Yeah. So where I'm at my stepmother's mother's house.
So your step grandmother.
Yeah. So my step family's house, whatever. and I let this little fart go, right? And it's just like putrid, like disgusting roadkill fucking.
Were you at the grown-ups table or the kids table?
I was at.
He was at the kids table.
It didn't matter. It was so like all encompassing. It didn't matter where I was.
But you could have blamed it on somebody else.
The dog,
or the kids.
Listen, or one of the kids.
So here's the story. That's why I mentioned my stepmother's sister. He was in the car.
Oh god, you didn't do this.
Listen, like, so I like a tiny little like morsel bubble fart, like bloop, but it completely encompassed the entire house, and everyone's just like, oh my god. I was like, holy shit. And my step grandmother was just like, looked over at the slow one. my stepmother's, I don't want to say retarded because she's not retarded, but my stepmother's retarded sister. And she was just like, oh my god, was that you? And like, she didn't say anything, but I did not say anything. And that's the thing.
Oh my god.
Like, I could have been like, yeah, that was me. Oh my god, but I totally let it slide.
Let her take the ball.
My retarded stepmother's sister. That was it. I'm sorry.
Hey, man. Hey, no judgment here. This is judgment free zone.
You know what?
Thanks for sharing.
Forgiveness.
Totally glad you didn't say my name before the story started. But it's a really funny story. It's a really funny story. Bless her heart. She's a sweetheart. She's a great girl. But that's what happened.
What do you think she was thinking as she was getting blamed for this? Because you know her mind is still going. She's like, oh, son of a bitch.
I'm going to stop, dude.
Wouldn't step up for me.
I'm not going to say anything. Because I could go on. That was just
true. Okay.
I'm not
going to
do it.
Oh, okay.
She's a sweetheart. Sweetheart.
Sweet lady.
Sweet fart, too.
Damn.
I'm not joking. Like, the worst fart you've ever smelled in your life. Just, like, ruined the house. It ruined the house.
They had to, like, clean the drapes.
They had to shit that drawer. They had to reholster the fucking couch.
They had to wet back
the
place.
They converted to Islam.
I didn't know. Now, you were 17 at the time.
Yeah.
What did it feel like to know that you wielded that kind of power in your butthole?
I think we all feel that every time we drop a big one.
I've never dropped one that has caused people to convert religions.
You
should
eat some more.
Red meat.
You should start drinking. That's what
no, is that what it is?
If you start you drinking, then you'll drop some fucking.
That's what it is.
Some
huh?
Nuclear farts.
Probably what I'm missing.
Some all nuclear farts.
Right.
All right, we're resuming the hand here. Jack 8, 2.
Jack 8.
Jack 8.
That's probably my least favorite.
Why is that your
wow.
least favorite hand, Mitch?
I don't know, like, just Jack 8.
Isn't Jack 8 Chad's favorite hand?
It is.
I believe it is.
Chad's favorite.
Chad from the very first episode of Couch Crashers.
First person to bet 75 cents.
Now, you guys went to school with Chad, right?
Yeah,
high
we
school
did.
With I'm wondering if it would be appropriate to tell an inappropriate Chad story on this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know how the mic.
We all have inappropriate Chad stories, but it's not important. Chad's not here to defend himself.
I mean, real quick, if you have enough hours in the day,
yeah.
Right?
I mean,
we all have them.
I've got enough.
This is podcast season 2.1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of point like 32.
I mean, I don't know.
35.
It depends on the ratings. Depends on the rate. Right now, we are 117 in personal journals
we
on podmatic.com.
We could go to season 8 on Chad's story.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think it's important that we come out of the gate with a bang. And a good Chad story might help us giddy up out of the gate.
I've got a story about how Chad broke his nose, and I broke my pinky in the same night.
Yeah, I think this story needs to be told. Because
yeah.
I don't even know the full story.
I haven't heard this.
I've only heard his side.
Completely unrelated events, by the way.
Yeah.
Is that on me?
Oh, before you need to tell a story, you need to ante up.
I'm full.
All right, so this happened not too long ago. It's like a year ago, right? Not even.
It was March 13th.
March 13th.
Oh, all
right. 2015. In the year of our Lord.
A week after my birthday.
No, but in Houston we have the rodeo. right?
Yes.
The rodeo.
We know about the rodeo.
Part of the rodeo is the rodeo cook-off.
Yes.
Where everyone, there's several different teams that each bring, you know, they
if you're magically invited, you will get the most drunk you've ever been.
It's kind of like the greatest thing ever.
Explain a little bit more about what the cook-off is for people that... Because I think if you hear the words cook-off, you think that it's a competition.
Well,
and there is like that aspect.
Agreed.
But on a very small scale.
There's two different parts of it. There's the competition aspect where the people who are actually cooking the food want people who are tasting the food to think their food is the best.
But everybody
else...
And there's
the other part, which is just people getting wasted.
Competing with themselves how many free beers they can pound.
Right. So me and Chad went with the latter part, where we're just trying to get wasted. Right?
Trying to self-enrich.
And I got some tickets to a tent. There's several different tents.
Do you want to say which tent? Give them a shout-out? No, actually, you know what? They need to cut a check. If you want to get a shout-out on this podcast, you need to cut a check.
Hit me up.
Yeah.
But we went to this other tent because I got some tickets because Chad took me like 5 years ago. It was one of the most fun nights of my life. It was fucking awesome.
Yes.
We went to the carnival after. Anyways. So we go to this tent, and the tent that we happened to be at had bikini models serving drinks.
Mm. All right.
Bikini I think models, I know which tent this is.
Bikini models everywhere. So
I think I know
okay,
this tent.
Party. And they were giving away free alcohol.
Of course they were.
Because whenever you get like a $20 entrance to a tent,
yeah,
you get a free drink.
Free.
And it was so packed in this tent that you couldn't move. So we were like, you know, shoulder to shoulder with everyone. And so every time we went to the bar with these huge tits in our face, we would get a shot of Jaeger and a beer. So we'd do a shot of Jaeger and then we drink a beer. And then like we turn around and we couldn't move. So we'd just like go right back to the bar and get another shot of Jaeger and some titties. So soon enough, we get super blacked out.
How long were you there?
Out of turn, sir.
Maybe an hour.
An hour.
Not even an hour, because we're doing Jaeger long.
I mean, a bartender for a long enough. I know exactly how long it takes somebody to get drunk on Jaeger.
Jaeger doesn't play around.
Jaeger does not fuck around.
So,
you need to get some.
The last thing I remember is.
You get some peripherals.
Me and Chad were dancing
what
to Shake It Off
right
by Taylor Swift.
Wait, hang on a second, guys.
What is the bet on this wager, good sir?
Hang on a second, guys. I think you missed a very important part of this story. What exactly were you doing again? You want to repeat that?
Chad and I were dancing to Shake It Off.
Oh,
by Taylor Swift.
Very nice.
Together. two grown men.
It wasn't even like ironic. 50. It wasn't like funny. We were legitimately blacked out dancing to this great song that happened to be on it.
Love it.
Taylor Swift.
Shout out to Taylor Swift, man.
So we're dancing on Shake It Off. I wake up and it's 3 a.m. Okay. We're doing Jaeger Vaughn, shake it off, snap. I wake up, it's 3 a.m.
Where are you?
And I'm in my apartment. And I get up, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta throw up. And I feel like shit. I'm like, where the fuck am I? Anyways, so I go to the bathroom, I'm like, I fucking honk. I'm like, ugh! And while I'm throwing up, like, my fucking right hand, like, fucking kills.
Yeah.
My right hand hurts so bad, and I look at it, it's just like purple, like all down the side of it. I'm just like, fuck. I'm like, I jacked my fucking hand up and I'm throwing up.
And then, apologies.
So I go to the sink, and I look in the sink, and there's blood all in the sink. Like, the sink is covered in blood. I'm like, oh my God. So I like look at my face in the mirror and I look at my hand and like it's not bleeding. I'm like, where's all this blood from?
Whose blood is this?
It's not my blood. And so for some reason it was 3 a.m. and I was vomiting and I felt like shit.
Were you terrified at this point?
No, like, I wasn't. Because I was fucked up and I went back to sleep. I was like, I didn't think anything of it. So I just like, whatever. So on my way back to my room, I saw that Chad was sleeping on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, good. I blacked out. I don't remember anything, but Chad's here. I'm home. We're good. Hands jacked. There's blood. But for some reason, they didn't, like, you know, connect. Anyways. So I go back to sleep. And then I'm awoken at 10:15 in the morning. Someone's shaking me. Shaking me like, And it's Chad.
He's like, shaking it off.
Yeah, he's like, Goody!
He's like, get up! Get up!
And I open my eyes.
That's a terrifying voice.
I open my eyes. Keep in mind, I just threw up, my hand is wrecked. Like 2 hours earlier, I wake up, it's 10 in the morning, and it's Chad standing over me, and he's got a fucking broken nose.
Oh my god.
His whole nose is just like blood. Like right here, it's just like bleeding down here. His eye, both of his eyes are black. And he's just like, get up! I was like, So I look at his face, and I look at my hand, and I look at my face, and I look at his hand, and look at my hand, and I was like, did I hit you?
That equation worked.
It was like the worst feeling ever, you know, like thinking that you like hurt your friend.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
Like that split second. But then he goes, no, but you fucking left me. Yeah. So apparently we were dancing to shake it off, and then I just bailed on him. Apparently. But I checked my phone the next day, and I was trying to call him, and like phones don't work in there because there's so many people.
Right.
So I was legitimately trying to call him, but I couldn't find him, so I left. I totally left him. But the reason that Chad's face was fucked up was because he got an Uber home.
Yeah.
And he came back to Uber home. And he was calling my phone.
Sorry, I mean,
Chad got an Uber home because I left him there. I couldn't find him. Chad got an Uber home, and there was a pushpin code on my gate to get to my place.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't answering my phone because I was post Taylor Swift fucking Jagerbomb fiesta.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get in my gate, so he tried to crawl over the gate, and he got his fucking pants hung up in it. And he face planted into the ground and broke his nose.
It's not funny to laugh at. I shouldn't laugh at that, but
it's not funny. But
that visual of him trying to climb over it and getting caught.
But the funny part is, there was a huge pool of blood right by the gate of my old apartment, and there's like a fucking trail all the way over to my door. I'm not talking about a bloop bloop bloop. I'm talking about he was leaking. He was leaking all the way to the door.
Yeah.
And I guess he was so mad at me or something. He grabbed me, smeared his blood all over his face, and smeared it all over my door. And he grabbed his blood and he smeared it all over the bricks on the side of my door.
It looked like a crime scene.
So, God bless anyone who saw that the next morning. There's like blood all over my door.
911. Crime scene, yo.
And
Hooker got killed.
So, once he got into my place, luckily it was open. That's why there was blood all over my sink. I told you about there was blood on my sink and I didn't know how I got there.
Yeah.
Because he got blood all over both of my sinks, all over my light switches. Like, every light switch.
Oh man.
And then there's this huge like blood clap on the middle of my living room floor. I had like a wood living room floor. There's this huge blood clap from someone just collapsing covered in blood.
Oh my god, that is so funny. I didn't know that he smeared his blood all over you.
But
he
all over your place. So how did you break your hand though?
I don't know.
You don't have a clue.
I have no idea.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah, that's the best part. I don't know how I broke my finger, but Chad raised.
I mean, I knew that story. I knew that he broke his nose, but I didn't know all the details and intricacies that you guys were just blitzed from. I didn't know you were
I
at
love
the rodeo.
That story.
That's a great story.
I'm glad you still my friend.
Yeah.
That was not cool. Yeah, I left him apparently.
Oh, man.
I've seen that gate. That's a treacherous.
I think we all have those kind of Chad stories, though.
Or would you like to elaborate on that? I mean, I don't want this whole podcast to be Chad centric.
I wanted it to be Chad centric. Turn this shit.
No.
Okay.
We don't
that's the title. That's the title of the podcast. Is Chad
Chad centric.
I mean, probably the only one who's been in jail with him.
Oh, do you want to tell that?
What
that's a good story.
Right?
Was that a woman's? Hey, you went to the women's prison.
Nice. No, we went to jail, I think around Clay Road or something. And yeah, they treated us real nice. We were in a cell together, just bunk beds and pillows. That was nice. I was like, all right, well, this isn't so bad. And then we went down to county.
Sexy pillow time.
And it was obviously
the worst.
45 degrees in there. There's like 50 people all wasted or tripping out on something crazy. And yeah, I had to use shoes as a pillow because I was in there for like 8 hours.
Fuck.
Damn. That's a whole work shift.
Whole shift at work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
But you don't get paid for it.
But you don't get paid for it.
Except in your quite the dignity.
You paid a Monday morning shift at work. And I did not call my employer.
Check.
And I never said anything about it. I was just like, sorry I didn't come to work yesterday. But yeah.
What happened?
All clubs?
And they didn't say anything about it.
I don't imagine that they would.
You have the seven of clubs, you have a straight flush.
If you have any club above a 10.
You got a seven of clubs, you
check
that flip. I'm checked.
Check.
Now, continuing on the jail-centric theme, Nate, do you want to send out a little teaser of your of what's to come?
Yeah, love to. Okay.
Speak on it, pimpin'.
The idea is to focus on the stories of the fun part of jail. You know, if you yourself never in jail, you know someone who has.
Mm-hmm.
And not every jail story is horrible, like, put your hands up style, I can't breathe, you know, like, there's been some funny-ass jail stories where you get rolled up for a PI or a MIP back in the day, and she was funny, minor possession.
You know what MIP is?
They used
MIP.
To take, they
you don't,
used
you
to
don't
take
drink
your ass
so
in jail
much that you don't know
for MIP, which was funny because, I mean, minors in jail... To begin with, it's just ridiculous.
I had like three MICs in Nueces County.
Yeah.
MIP in Corpus Christi.
So, basically, the idea is everyone that you know has known someone, either has been or known someone, to spend a night in jail.
The light,
something stupid.
The lighthearted side of jail.
Like, just... rolled up for anything fun. Uh-huh. Basically what I'm trying to, like... reiterate on, like, you know, everybody's been to terrible jail stories too.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the cops has already capitalized on that.
Right.
I'm trying to think about like the funny aspect of jail stories.
There's enough depressing stories on Law and Order and CSI.
Yeah, I'm trying
kind of
to trying to focus on the funny jail stories when, like, for instance, I was at SFA, first year of college. Young, maybe too young. But got really drunk one night, went to the bar, and thought it would be a really good idea to walk home because I didn't want to bother anybody else. Like, you know, nobody needs to give me a ride home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just walk. Well, the campus is like maybe 5 to 10 miles away. So I'm having to walk through people's like front yards, shit face, you know.
You couldn't walk on the sidewalk?
Oh, yeah, well, I was trying, but, you know, falling front face, that, you know, like, all at the same time, and fell into too many front yards at some point where the cops just came and got me, you know, they pull up, lights flash, and throw my hands up like I'm, like, some criminal, like, what are you doing, son? Well, officer, I'm just really tired, and I had a little bit to drink, and I just want to go home. So, son, get in the back, taking you in.
Just like that.
What the fuck? Like, why are you taking me in? I was like, well, son, you're in danger to yourself. I was like, so you don't want me to drive home?
Right.
And when I decide to walk home, you're still going to pick me up? Like...
what do you want me to do?
Yeah. So what? Yeah.
What
so,
would you rather have me do, officer?
Finally, given
sorry,
you know, going,
sorry.
They're booking me, and as they're fucking taking my fingerprints, I look to the right. And my buddy is walking in with the biggest smile on his face. He's like, no! No way! Just got picked up for a DWI. Best mood I've ever seen him in. Like, somehow.
Wait, he's getting arrested too?
Just as I'm getting my fingerprints done, they're booking me taking my socks off. I look over to my right, and they're hauling in one of my buddies. Straight up, August. Won't mention the last names. Pulled through the hall and like, no way. Like, yeah, we're fucked. But tonight may be kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, holy shit. So sure shit, they booked us, both processed both of us. Do us in a cell right across from each other. So it's like, we couldn't talk to each other, but we could yell back and forth.
It's like being in detention.
Yeah, yeah.
With your best friend. But like adult detention.
Yeah. Until like, you know, we're both talking about like, oh, this is fucking shitty. He's got this big giant black guy in his cell, and I've got this guy that's been asleep since I got there in my cell. And it's just us four. And I'm like, man, this fucking sucks. Like, yeah. And August is in the other room going, no, but it's cool. At least we're here together. Try to make it optimistic. All of a sudden, homeboy wakes up, doesn't even realize where he's at. Like, oh no. Fuck, this fucking sucks. And I'm like, okay, scared as shit.
The guy said that. The guy,
yeah, the guy in my cell woke he's up freaking like up. A fucking bear. Yeah. You know, like.
And he's horny. He's got a boner. And he's ready to go.
And then August, the big black guy, and his cell, like, we had been kind of fucking around, like, flowing, getting real drunk and flowing the night before, like, that night.
Yeah.
You know, drunk and awful. So he comes up to the fucking glass and starts fucking doing this fucking stupid-ass white guy beat, like, come on. Hey, come on, Nate. Flow for us. Come on, flow. And I'm like,
flow.
And the next thing I know, he gets this big black guy involved. Like, yeah, come on, Nate. Come on, flow for us, man. Flow for us. And like, I'm like, you got to be kidding. You got it. Boarded up. He just starting to like, wait, man. And the four of us are sitting there fucking on the glass between fucking cells. Like, trying to get me to flow. Bar guy is just waking up, like, oh no, felony. Like, and August is in there with a giant black guy that just knows one thing, that we're fucking down to flow. And that's it.
And like, that's how you guys wrote 8 Mile, right?
Yeah.
Wrote 8 Mile.
That's your top.
See, my punchline's not as good as. But there will be better.
That's why I'm here, though. That's why I'm here. I'm here to punchline. Mike, you ever been? Or shit. All right, I'll edit that out.
You're singing Ryan's middle name, right?
Yeah, we could take a pause for the cause. Actually, because I need to plug in my computer anyway. So we'll be right back after these messages.
We're back.
93.7 in Morning Zoo.
All right.
What about those girls and the Hooters? They are hot. No, not her. All right. all right, Mitch. 5 questions. You ready?
Let's do this.
All right,
yes.
Let's do this.
Yes.
And give it a little
time for Spitfire.
The music. Time for the music. And okay, you ready? All right. Question number one. Geography. We're on Jackson Street. Capital or not a capital? Jackson.
Could be Mississippi.
That is correct. Wow, we're not playing around. He's not playing around, folks.
I don't fuck around when it comes to capitals.
All right. Question number two. According to me, which do I think is the more overrated Thanksgiving dessert? Pecan pie or apple pie? This is according to me now. Ooh. Pecan pie or
pies
apple
you
pie?
Throw or pies you eat?
It's very funny. Very funny. Eat. Edible. Edible pie.
Overrated?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'd say you like apple pie, you think. Is it pecan?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
I enjoy both of those pies, but I do think apple pie is more overrated.
Really?
The pecan pie. Yeah, absolutely. Question number three, match game. Remember the match game?
Fresh game?
Refresh game.
I would say a word, and then you have to, it's part of a phrase, and you have to guess what the other part of the phrase is.
Like if you say home.
And I say.
Sexy.
Okay, that'd be wrong. But yeah, you get the
that's
idea.
That's what you would say.
Right? Yeah, you get the idea. All right, match game. Blank science. Blank science.
Weird science.
What does that say? Did you say weird?
Yeah, weird science.
What does that say? Right next to it.
What?
It says weird. Congratulations, that's correct.
I mean, I am a red-blooded American.
That's true. Okay. That's true. 5 seconds on the clock. Name 5 retired Houston Rockets in 5 seconds.
Houston Rockets?
Yeah. Ready?
Sam Cassell, Otis Thorpe, Robert Horry, Juwan Howard, and...
Sorry, that was out of time. I'm sorry. I can't accept that.
Damn.
I'm
1 second?
Yeah, I'm
each,
sorry.
Sorry. Were they all retired? I was kind of impressed with Juwan Howard.
I believe Juwan Howard is.
Oh, yeah. Elijah Warren's right there.
Yeah.
Crazy
person? That was, I mean, that's just
Juwan. Is it Kareem?
He said you're crazy.
Oh, you're crazy.
All right. Final question. Question number 5. What do you have? You're 2 for 4 right now.
That's not good. I would do better.
You can get 3 out of 5. That's respectable. Okay. Respectable. Question number 5. Will Nate bet on this next hand? You don't know his cards.
Is it a yes or no question?
It's a yes or no question. Okay. But we won't know until it's his turn.
Right.
So,
it is his turn.
And it is his turn right now. Okay, we have our answer.
The answer is in.
The answer is in.
Yeah.
And he puts in $1. That is incorrect.
Incorrect.
2 out of 4. 2 out of 5. Not too bad. Not too shabby.
Well, you know, I felt like I could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
Can we... I want to do right now
What's
is
that?
Do a little role reversal.
Uh-huh.
And play 5 questions with Mitch Bustamante.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You can do that.
Okay,
when do you get your own podcast?
5 questions.
Oh, I don't have a podcast.
No, you want to put 5 questions? Let's do that. Let's play 5 questions.
Okay. So,
but it's not as easy as you think.
I got the list right here.
Come up with 5 questions.
I got the rules right here.
You got the rules?
Did you want to...
Did you want to bet first, though?
It's on you.
Did I want to bet first?
No, he bet. it's on you. 50 cents
to
you,
Mike. Yeah, you bet.
I definitely.
Yeah.
50 cents to Mike.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Call. Let me know. You ready?
I'm ready. I was born ready.
Okay. Question number 1.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Favorite Ninja Turtle go?
Raphael.
And why?
And why?
Yes.
Because when I was a kid, my favorite color was red. And I thought he was a badass.
Okay.
Wait, did you come up with these questions?
Yes, I have them right here. It's on the list.
Oh my gosh.
It's on the list.
Yeah. It's right here.
All
right.
Buddy?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah. 1.
Okay.
Okay, you're right. Question number 2.
Question number 2. Let's go.
Favorite.
To play, gentlemen. To play.
To play. That was Mr. Hertz.
Nate Folds.
Favorite John Hughes movie? Go.
Mm.
John Hughes.
And to clarify, I mean John Hughes, the porno actor.
Yeah.
It's got to be Ferris Bueller, right? That's the best one.
Yeah. You heard of the story about Ferris Bueller and like the Fight Club thing?
No.
That Cameron, you know Cam from...
Yeah.
That he's actually... Ferris is actually Tyler Durden.
Ferris is Tyler Durden?
Yeah, so a lot of John Hughes movies, like, it's a lot of crazy, subtle, I don't know,
But Fight Club
underlining
up,
meanings.
He came up after.
Absolutely.
So how does that make sense?
Well, it's not you're comparing the two movies, but like the ideas are still the same. That Cam is like that afternoon at Ferris Bueller's day off.
Oh, so Cam doesn't actually exist. He's just
no. Cam's there. Ferris doesn't exist, and Cam's just like wishing he was Ferris.
Oh.
And like that's how I think they made the movie. It was like you have this guy who's having the best day of his life,
uh-huh.
and his friend is like, "I wish I had it."
Well, what about the girl? Who is she?
Which I don't know.
Girl?
She's
Ferris' girlfriend.
Marlon?
I forgot her name.
I don't know.
But like, wouldn't she have to be like?
Maybe it was just his imagination.
Hmm.
Maybe is it Ferrari? The Lamborghini?
The Ferrari.
It's a Ferrari. I don't know. Yeah.
Ferrari.
Yeah. She's taking his imagination. So
that is a wonderful,
antidote, right?
Wonderfully creative take on that movie.
Nick's got a great NPR voice. NPR stands for Nate Public Radio.
This is Nate on Loop Radio.
Thank you.
That's an interesting theory. Where'd you hear that from?
So
what internet site did you drink that of?
Just the internet.
Just the internet? Yeah. Internet.com?
No, Google.
What the fuck is the internet?
What is the internet?
We're on the internet right now.
Okay, so we're gonna spitfire here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Aaron.
Yeah.
Describe the internet. Oh, this is question three.
Question number three?
Describe the internet in two sentences.
Describe the internet in two sentences.
If I was like a caveman. Yeah. If I was a caveman.
Okay.
Explain the internet to me.
The internet is a technological advancement supposed
in
what is technological
advancement?
Because
this is a caveman.
And
he
what is advancement?
He doesn't know what spoken word is.
Okay, so imagine that you took a rock and you shaped it like an arrow.
I don't think he knows what imagine that means.
All right. So you take a rock and you shape it like an arrow in order to kill your food, right? Now, imagine that rock somehow turns into microfibers and computers and electricity.
See, microfibers.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a means of communication.
That's really difficult to describe.
It would be hard to describe, like,
the internet to a caveman.
Yeah, I couldn't do it in two sentences, but it's supposed to be a means of communication to connect everybody in the world, which instead is just mainly used to look at people having sex and pictures
porn
of cats.
It's a dollar now, huh?
It's a dollar now.
So you could very much have your cake and eat it too on the internet, so to speak, because you can find out all kinds of information, but you can also find somebody to blow you at any given moment.
You can get your rocks off.
Yeah, you can get your rocks off.
I think he does understand rocks.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Rocks?
I don't feel like that was a fair question, because two sentences isn't a lot. All
right.
So I'm gonna give myself that one.
I don't know. Okay.
Let's continue this. Question number four.
Question number four?
25 cents.
I don't think you can do that.
If 13-year-old Aaron could meet any sports of entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Any person.
Like, yeah, the Pope.
Dead or alive?
No, just like.
Just alive?
When you're 13 years old.
13 years old.
Okay. What is that?
1990.
I couldn't
come out and
be like
$5. Yeah, 1996, 1997.
Okay, so like. If you could meet anyone from that era, I should say, who would it be?
96, 97.
Okay, and to give you some idea, I will look up some.
Yeah, R. Kelly is.
Let's see, 1996, 1997. Probably Tyra Banks, because I think, wasn't she on the cover of Sports Illustrated that one year with the pink bikini? Looking amazing.
Yes.
Either her or Ashley Banks from Fresh Prince.
Ashley Banks?
Yeah.
Those are two different
banks. Those are two different banks, but I was kind of. But they were both on the same show.
It was a banky year for you.
They were both on the same show.
You're talking about Hillary Banks, brother, right? Not Ashley.
Either one, Hillary or Ashley.
Hillary all day.
But Hillary was too old for me. I felt like I had a shot with Ashley.
Come on.
I had a shot with Ashley Banks. I feel like. At least they made it seem like I would.
I think Ashley Banks was a fucking hood rat.
What?
Yeah.
You are out of your mind.
Did you see her?
I think that's another funny take on
Hillary. I'm all about Hillary.
Who we all thought we had a chance with once upon a time. Famous people that, like, I'd like to.
Who was your girl back in the day?
Dominique Muciano.
Ooh. The gymnast?
Ooh, the gymnast.
Dominique Muciano?
The thighs.
Yes, and that's how funny that was. I could not compose myself after I did a Dominique. Yes.
She was from Houston, though.
She was like the Carrie. That was the Carrie Strug year.
She was hot. She was hot. Who about you? Who was your chick back in the day?
And don't. Say like Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, give yourself
front covers.
Yeah,
like,
yourself,
be honest.
Yeah,
like
give
the ones that
deal.
Nobody else. Like Dominique Muciano, I was obsessed for a bit.
Okay, all right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, like the first thought I had was Pamela Anderson. because like
you didn't have a shot with Panhandle.
No, I didn't. I obviously did not. Okay, but like that was like my knee jerk first answer. Panhandle. All right,
all right.
But if I
you're not playing the game right,
I'm trying. I'm really trying to play the game right.
Like the ones that nobody would have actually like been like,
okay attainable. Like okay.
What about Clarissa from Clarissa Explains It All? I'm just saying like that's kind of
type.
That's the kind of vein that you're going in.
Really?
Well, I'm talking. That's the kind of like
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like. B or C level celebrities.
You hate
like D level.
D level?
Yeah, in your case, D level.
I can go below that. It's cool.
Like Topanga.
Dude, it's Topanga.
Topanga's a good call.
It sounds like Topanga, right?
Topanga's a good call.
Because Topanga's
no
like,
longer relevant.
Have you ever seen her in anything else besides Boy Meets World?
Smoking
no,
hot.
You know they reversed.
Smoking hot.
You know they reversed the roles, like girl meets boy, like, and it's so bad. Because they just like.
They're on the show though, right?
Yeah.
The two of them?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Have
you seen an episode of Boy Meets World recently?
No.
It is absurd.
Really?
It is oh yeah, it's totally absurd. But
I believe it.
Yeah.
Topanga's a good call, man.
She's some titties.
She definitely has some shape to her.
Yeah, she did.
What about you, Goody? Who's your girl?
Yeah.
You wanna know?
Of course I wanna know.
First female that ever made me feel that tingle down low.
Yeah.
You wanna know? I swear to God.
This better be good. The anticipation is killing me.
Left Eye from TLC.
Oh my God! Get the fuck out of here!
I'm not joking. Like, you can ask my family. Like, they know.
Great! Are you serious?
Left Eye from TLC.
Why?
When she fucking broke that shit down on Waterfalls.
You get the fuck
out
of here.
I was in sixth grade.
No, sir!
Things are crazy. Things are crazy in sixth
life
grade.
Life was upside down.
Broke that shit down. Left Eye from TLC.
Can you do it?
Huh?
Can you do it? Can you do the
I
rap?
I seen a rainbow yesterday.
She said yesterday, not yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yes, I can do it. But I'm not gonna do it.
Come on, man, you got to.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
It could be theorized that she was the beginning of DJ Skinny.
Okay. So the catalyst for you to get into rap was the Left Eye verse from Waterfalls.
Sure.
Damn. That's a gem.
Left Eye from DLC. Like, I'm not joking.
That's
the
a
first
gem.
Time I ever felt that like, huh?
This
what
looks?
Was that? I ever felt that, like, you know, that little tingle down low?
She was cute. Like, let's not.
No.
She had some. She had a pretty face.
Yeah.
And she had that attitude.
She also burnt down Andre Rison's house.
She definitely burned his house
on
fire.
This is great.
She's crazy.
Which I'm into.
All right. Hertz, your chick from childhood that you thought was like.
Fuck,
that's a good call, man. That's a good call. All
right.
Because you know
okay,
what?
Okay.
You know why? It's,
that was honest. That was
it's unconventional. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know.
I mean, she was not appreciated even wear makeup.
It's not an obvious choice. But you know what, though? She was hot.
Yeah, you see her now? She's terrible.
Oh, is she really?
I
haven't seen her.
She's still even alive.
I'd mochi her on her.
Ooh. I like
nice.
It. I like it.
I'll give that a 7 out of 10.
Hey, would you?
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Would you hear on it?
All right, Hertz. Who you got? Who's your chick?
I'm not letting you slide. That shit ain't right.
You ain't getting away
it's
with the fucking tacky joke over here.
No, it's got to be somebody you had a chance with.
Oh,
still you. You can't use, like...
Yeah, you can't do, like,
Cindy
cover models
Crawford
or super models.
Right? Yeah,
like,
no,
not
first
all the
time
posters.
Now that I think about it, I have
like
an answer.
Not all the posters.
You have a better answer?
We want like, some, like, Pippi Longstocky.
Yeah. What was the other chick?
Michelle from Full House?
No, the fucking,
She was cool.
No.
She was kind of hot.
Small
she
Wonder.
Like
who was Small Wonder? Do you remember the girl, Small Wonder? She grew up and she got huge things.
Michelle. Michelle.
No.
Michelle
Small
takes it in the
Wonder.
Bus.
Small Wonder. The girl about the, she was like a robot. She was like a little
what?
Girl, but she was a robot. And then like in real
Alex
life,
Alex Mack.
No, she was hot though. She
yes,
was cute though.
Yes.
Alex Mack was cute. No, she was
Small Wonder.
You remember that show?
I've never heard of that.
She was a robot. And she was like, they built her, and then she was like a little girl, and then like they taught her, like it was like modern day Pinocchio, like they taught her how to be a real girl.
Alex Mack.
No, it's not Alex Mack, dude.
Turn that ass into liquid metal.
It's not Alex Mack, dude. But she was cute.
I've never heard.
But if you look her up, just look up Small Wonder, and then you can see like she got them thangs, she got huge thangs, and then she got a reduction. You know what I'm talking about?
Does that have anything to do with Steve Urkel?
No, but Laura. What do you guys think about Laura? From Family Matters. She has some.
The question is, what do you think about Stefan?
She was extremely attractive.
Can I tell you something? So, in my French class back in like, I don't know, this might have been sophomore year. What freshman or sophomore year in high school, we had to pick a French name
$50.
To go
you're big.
Into class with, 15, and I picked Stefan. And I was like, I thought I was a shit. But I was still a nerd. Who is it?
So, like, we watch Nickelodeon. And late at night, we turn to Nick at Night, Tubal.
Yeah.
And all they played were fucking me. I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah.
Fucking Jeannie was it for me. It
dude, like, she was like 60 when you were 10.
Hey, that, no, I Dream of Jeannie was fucking.
She was fucking
smoking
sexy.
Hot.
She was fucking
smoking hot.
Really?
Yeah, she
I
was.
Dream of Jeannie?
I don't remember
Barbara,
the show.
Oh my
Barbie.
God. Yeah.
Barbie.
Yeah.
She was fucking sexy.
Way hotter than Lucy. Hands down.
I'd bust another that wiggly nose.
What about
when it transformed into color? That was the best.
She was like, that was probably the first.
Was she hotter than Daisy Duke?
Daisy Duke?
From Dukes of Hazzard.
Be honest, you didn't watch Dukes of Hazzard.
I didn't, but I know who
Dukes
Daisy
of Hazzard.
I knew Daisy
I
Duke
actually
did.
Didn't know who Dukes of Hazzard was until recently and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, I saw the pictures of her. Like I've looked up pictures of her online.
Me too.
And I thought that she like I could see how like in the '70s like everybody would like just lose their shit over her. But by today's standards, like you know,
yeah.
She looks like a mom.
But to her credit, Daisy Dukes, as you were saying,
she has a little hanger face. I will say that.
Yeah,
a little hanger face.
Ooh,
who are you talking about?
$2 to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Two.
Yeah.
Look up the girl. Look up Small Wonder Girl right now. Get her name so I can show you guys what I'm talking about. So
is
you don't
it $2?
It's a big pie. What is it?
Tiffany Brissett.
We're all in.
No, that's not
Marla
her.
Marla Pennington.
Maybe I'm thinking. Maybe it's not her. It's like a weird name. Like
yeah.
She has like a weird like.
Yeah, because
right.
Mike's all in.
Pot's right.
Pot's right.
Pot's correct.
Tiffany Emily Schulman.
No,
Pot's
maybe
right.
It's not her. Maybe it's a different show.
All right.
Fuck.
So
three female leads on it.
Oh, there were.
Well, like, is it one of those
gentlemen? We're good.
We're good.
Is everybody in?
Maybe it wasn't her.
I
then.
Think everyone is in.
You know what? This is what I get for not fact checking on the show.
Yeah. Let it. For the record, it's a 7-year-old girl.
It's not who it is though. Like that's not who I was thinking about. If somebody's gonna know who I'm talking about, and then they're gonna send me a tweet or something. All right.
So.
Alright, so what's the pot at, guys? Real quick.
So 13.
Mitch is all in. The pot is, I don't know, it looks like it could be like $17 or something like that.
Yeah.
King of diamonds.
Holy shit.
King of spades. And 8 of diamonds on the board as of right now. 4 players. Mitch is all in. Bets on Hertz. What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do?
All in.
He's going all in. Jeez. That's...
Call.
12.
Nate calls.
13.50.
2 times, Mike.
15.50.
You tell me.
15.50.
$15 from Mr. Hertz. Me. Nate's going to call it. What is Goody going to do? Goody's going to fold.
Best meatball subs.
This is kind of interesting.
Best meatball subs. Utah.
What do you, so after this, when you talk about the remake,
that's the side of it, right?
Point Break.
Yeah,
I just saw the trailer the other day.
Side note, how do you feel about it?
It's all
table
now. Y'all can.
I'm gonna wait till after his hand.
I'm
sorry.
4 spades.
Is everybody in?
I'm all in.
7 of hearts. Hearts has queens. Nate has a king.
Oh, nasty Nate.
Mitch has 9s. Looks like kings are going to take it. Damn shit. What a hand.
What a hand, ladies and gentlemen, here at the World Series of Poker. It's just Nate and Goody now in the final fight for supremacy of this poker table.
Let the big dogs eat.
Gotta let the big dogs eat. All right, so Point Break, the remake. I don't know. I'm gonna see it. I'm definitely gonna see it.
You better say
fuck it.
I think it would be they can take out anything else except that line.
Yeah. It just kind of bothers me that Swayze isn't around to be at the premiere, you know?
Well, these guys are, like, extreme athletes just like me. I'm, like, immediately, like...
Yeah, they never addressed that in the first movie. They never, like, said outright, I'm an extreme athlete. The guy just happens to be surfing.
Primarily about surfing, now it's all about, like, jumping off fucking, like, the Grand Canyon with dirt bikes.
We live in a GoPro generation now, man.
Squirrel suits.
I'm definitely gonna see it though. Like I have to see it. You gotta see it. But I'm already not liking it.
Okay, so arrows in respect to the original Point Break movie, we go around pick our favorite
character. Pick the favorite character out of Point Break?
The original Point Break.
I mean we should all have the same answer, right?
Gary Busey.
Pappas! Say his name.
Speak into the microphone.
Squid brain.
Speak into the microphone, squid brain.
That.
So yeah.
Solidified.
So yeah. That was
Angelo Pappas. That's my favorite character.
Not just in the movie, but in
punk,
all
like,
movies.
Quarterback yeah. Punk.
Lord, you don't play football. This one does.
What are some of your other favorite 80s movie characters?
Oh, that was early 90s.
80s, 90s, whatever.
Early 80s.
Was it early 90s? What year did that
was early
90s.
Yeah,
like 92?
Yeah, 92. And you know who directed that?
Who directed it?
James Cameron, gentlemen.
Did he really?
Yeah, same guys. Titanic.
James Cameron and what's his life? Bigelow?
He's Bigelow?
Rob Schneider.
Catherine Bigelow?
A director.
I
don't know who you're talking about.
Well, like James Cameron married some director lady.
Catherine Bigelow, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And she won Hurt Locker when he was
yes.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Really? Yes. Yeah, look at this. Point Break trivia. Yeah. Guys, I didn't even realize that we're at an hour right now. Usually by this point, people either tap out or they pause it to take a shit and then they don't come back to it. So this is usually where I cut it off at. Would anyone like to say any parting words on this great season 2 premiere of Couch Crashers?
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Should we go around and say what we're thankful for?
Yeah, I think that'd be a nice touch. Let's go around and we'll say what we're thanking for. Mr. Hertz, why don't you kick us off?
Definitely thankful for my fiance. She is wonderful. We will be married next year, early January.
I still haven't gotten an invitation yet.
Look in the mail after Thanksgiving. That's, check your mail.
Okay.
Check.
Check your mail. All right. Nice. Little sentiment from Mr. Hurt. Nate, what would you say you would be thankful for?
I'm thankful for a lot of things. First and foremost, thankful for the nights I get to have with my buddies like this. Because I don't know how many more of these I got left just in like the near future.
Is that because you have a new edition coming?
Yeah, I got a little mini me coming.
There you go. Atta boy.
A little scared, a little excited, all the above.
When is that happening? You have a date?
Last part of January.
Okay. So yeah, that's really soon.
This is a good chance I'll have a Super Bowl, baby. Good chance. I don't know. But I'm just real thankful for these last, I'll say like it's like the last time I'm ever gonna have fun. No. Just the last time I'm ever gonna have this kind of fun.
True.
So love you guys. Appreciate this night.
Hell yeah.
A lot more than you guys will ever know.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Mitch.
Hey, guys. Thankful? Hey, what am I thankful for?
What are you thankful for?
What? Oh, God!
I think he hit that, like, 24 hertz right there. Laura! Laura!
Jesus.
Laura!
I saw that red go away.
It just fucking blew everything out.
A good 50 decibels.
B?
Yeah.
Laura.
So they did clean up after him? Just kidding.
That word,
chili farts?
I'm chili farts.
I do.
All right.
Farts smell like roses.
I do.
G-Man, other than Lisa Left Eye Lopez, what are you thankful for?
Oh, man. Chili?
You're thankful for chili.
The other TLC.
Oh, okay.
Not the delicious meal. I don't know, man. I'm thankful for oxygen.
Oh,
you know, like, if you think about it, you know, if you're drowning in some water, you're like, man, fucking oxygen. And, like, if you think about, like, everyone does a lot of things and do some sketchy shit and they get killed and they don't get any more oxygen. I think if you're a good person, eventually everything you're working for is just being able to breathe. So,
right,
that, so that's what I'm thankful for.
You're basically right.
Is we're that I'm not a bad person that gets choked out and I get oxygen.
It doesn't matter if you're in a.
That's what it all comes down to.
In a gorgeous house on Miami Beach, or if you're at the top of the mountains, if you're climbing Matterhorn, you still got to breathe that oxygen in it, son. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel you, man.
That's what it all comes
Matterhorn?
Down to.
Matterhorn.
It's a murder.
It's a mountain, man.
It's like the second highest peak in the world.
I think so. Something like that.
Greens, like.
I'm really smart, you guys. Like, I don't think you realize that. Like, I'm really smart sometimes.
This guy's been, like, watching movies, too. Like,
yeah.
Matterhorn, really?
I watch a lot of documentaries.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with Everest, bro?
Nothing's wrong with Everest, but, yeah. I mean, Everest is, like,
layman's, like...
Everest is mad... It's, like...
You say it's, like, mad commercial.
It is. It's, like, you know... It's, like...
Come on.
You know. You never heard of Matterhorn?
Never in my life.
I think it's in Africa. But I don't know that.
It's definitely
I've
not
I've heard of the murder
Africa.
Horn. I've heard of the murder
case
horn.
Case in point.
Kilimanjaro's in Africa.
That is correct.
But Matterhorn is in Switzerland, I believe.
Wait, you don't even actually know?
I don't know where it is.
What the
fuck?
Okay.
We don't fact check on this. Listen.
Okay, we'll take a step back. Sorry, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a timeout.
I didn't need for
we'll
you to expose just how stupid I am.
Italy. It's in Italy.
Italy.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout just to check our facts.
This is all getting edited out because I will not be looked like a fool. I will not be made a fool on my own show. That is not going to happen.
It's a mountain of the Alps. Clearly. Straddling the border between Switzerland and Italy.
Ah.
So you were kind of half wrong.
I said Switzerland first.
You said Sweden.
No, I said,
you definitely said Sweden.
Two totally different places.
I definitely said Switzerland.
So close.
Sweden.
So close.
Swaziland?
I said, no, listen. Fuck you guys. The show's over. Thank you for tuning in, Couch Crashers. I'm thankful for all of you. Thank you very much. Fuck these guys. We're out.
Show's over. Fuck you guys. I'm out.
Oh my god, you guys, wasn't that so funny? I don't even know how I'm sitting down right now because I just laughed my ass clean off. Thank you guys for checking out the show. As always, it's much appreciated. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, share this on your interweb corners. Big shout out, big thanks to my boys, man. And that was a fucking dope episode, man. I don't even care if you guys laughed. I laughed my fucking ass off, man. That was fun. Big shout out to Mitch. Thanks for having us all over on Thanksgiving Eve, man. That was a fucking real good time. Big shout out to Mr. Hertz. Ryan, thanks for making sure we didn't blow our eardrums out so that we can still hear each other tell stories when we're old and gray. Shout out to Nate. my boy, just hit me up, man. Whenever you want to do that jail story podcast, you got my number, man. Just send a text. I may not always call, but I'm always on time. And of course, thanks to Goody, Bat Cleanup, bringing the funny. Goddamn. Good shit, you guys. I guess it should go without saying that those guys were a little toasted, so they don't always speak with, you know, such profanity, but if you ask me, I fucking love it. I love it. It was pretty funny because afterwards, we actually went outside and did some urban archery. Nate had a bow and arrow in his backseat of his truck, and we went out into Mitch's parking lot in his apartment complex, and we shot some bows and arrows. We shot some bow and arrow. Just some archery. I was terrible, but I think with a little more practice, I could get the hang of it. Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you have a good holiday season coming up and a good new year. I know the new year's resolutions and speeches are really corny and cliche, but this was a pretty interesting year for me. But it's been great, and that's largely in part to you guys listening. Thank you, all my friends and extended friends, people that are listening to this in the future who I may not know quite yet. Thank you, too, because you're making this really fun for me. It's good to know that people are listening to this and enjoying for what it is. I gotta go. I gotta stop short because the best part of this song is coming up, and I want to make sure when Goody's listening to this with the windows rolled up in his car, he can spit this verse without interruption. So I'm gonna let you guys go. Thanks again for checking us out, and thanks for crashing on the couch. See you next time. Come on. I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace. I'm not one God given praise. It because my life is 10 shades of gray. I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praise them for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to a new. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes. No more lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for two and gain into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah. Don't go chasing waterfalls.